save your chosen piece. On Hit 92.9. Righto, here we are about to review another daily dose of content gold from our favourite FM radio breakfast personalities, Xavier, Jules and Pete. Yeah, just roll the WAV file. Roll it. Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Now, we are scratching things off the map, Jules.
Yes, I have a scratch map of the world and we are trying to get as many listeners from around the world as possible. Now, at the moment, we've got two in Kenya. Jumbo, that's hello. Mm. Lithuania, we've got one. So, Sviki, I think it's pronounced.
Lay
off
our credit card details. Sounds like a joint where they can't get your credit card
details. The Philippines, of course, my nation is backing me up here. So, Kamusta Ka. And we've got 10 listeners from Belgium. Bonjour.
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 French?
French, yes.
I think they're half-half, I think.
French, really? Dutch, or German.
My sisters live there. For a long time, spoke, went there in year 11, came back, spoke fluent French and aced VCA.
Really? Yeah. I'd love that. I love the French language. Anyway, so hopefully by, you know, the end of the year, as we learn all these different languages and hello, we can say hello in all these different languages.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Jambo, Zviki, Kamusta Ka.
Konnichiwa.
Not yet. We're doing one at a time.
Hey. Oh.
One at a time, please.
One at a time, please.
Yeah.
Only thing I'm thinking is how many countries are there in the world?
Yeah.
It's going to be a very long podcasting trail if you go through and say them all in, like, say we get up to 50 countries.
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah, but that's what podcasts are for. And then we can become a podcast about saying hellos in different countries.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is going to get a little bit
maybe
boring,
maybe. Refresh on a couple.
I will. So once I get to about... Sorry, A.
You drop the first couple.
I'll drop the first eight.
Yeah.
Start again. Then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then you just fall through.
Yeah.
So we're not sitting there for 50. Yeah.
No, because it's as we get new downloaders, right?
Yeah.
So, for instance, for the last couple of days, there's been 10 in Belgium. Mm. So, you know, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Yeah. And as new ones come along, then we...
Then we don't even keep saying bonjour. We say something else.
Correct.
Konnichiwa.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
it'll
great.
Be... Yeah, konnichiwa.
Good. Hey.
Mushy mushy.
Hey. Hey. Oh, I learned nothing.
All right, let's go.
I learned that the Barrel was a good place to get a beer.
The Barrel sounds like a good place to get a beer.
No, I remember there was just that random barrel that sat at the front of the bar and that's where we met every night. Jeez, I drank a lot there.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes,
mate,
in Japan.
Every time I walked out of that hotel and I was like, where's everyone at? You were like, I'm at the Barrel.
Good spot.
Oh, mate, that last night in Japan. Oh, I haven't had a morning like it. I'm not even kidding.
We know.
Oh.
We were there.
Yeah, we witnessed it and smelt it.
First hand.
Oh.
I think we still have the pictures floating around somewhere.
Oof.
Ta-ta!
Yeah, that was terrible. Bye. Want to hear from you this morning. What have you found when you went through someone else's phone? Now, I came across this story yesterday of this chick, right, who had just moved in with her partner. And she noticed that every time he would get some texts, all of a sudden he would either run to the bathroom, run down to the basement, or run outside. And she thought to herself, he's up to something really stinky here. So... She waited, instead of asking him, she waited until he went to sleep, went through his phone, and this is what she discovered.
Sorry, I wasn't prepared. I've had to actually get a few out myself.
Yeah.
She discovered.
The buttons weren't working.
Sorry, mate.
She discovered.
Way to back it up there.
Her
Xavier.
Partner, who has three brothers, have this decade-long fart ranking competition going on between them where when they fart, they record it and send it through to this group chat that they've got with one another. And that's what she discovered.
Quality content.
Yeah. I like it. I wouldn't be the only one. There'd be a lot of women out there who think their blokes are up to something and just realise that there's just a group of blokes on a WhatsApp chat.
They're the funny ones on Instagram and stuff. It's like when the girls think we're up to no good,
yeah,
and boys just doing stupid things.
I love those videos. It's good. Anyway, so we want to know 13, 12...
13, 10, 60,
mate. Ooh, almost back down to Bunbury. 13, 10, 60, give us a call. What have you found when you went through someone else's phone?
Hello, Georgia.
Hey.
What'd you find?
I found out he was flirting with some other girl.
Ooh. Ooh. How long were you guys together for?
At the time, we were together 8 months.
Yeah.
We were actually, it was the first night of a 5-night Myatt River holiday when I found this out.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, we were just in like a chalet down there.
Oh, down south?
Yeah, down in my river.
Okay.
Yeah, he had been acting strange and not letting me check his phone when we were driving down there.
Right.
Which he normally does,
So
I just happened to sneak into the bathroom with his phone and check it. And, yeah, found this message to the girl saying, I'm sorry, I should have told you I had a girlfriend.
Oh, so, babe, what'd you do? Yeah. How'd you confront him? Did you go and wake him up?
I did go and wake him up, like, immediately and went, what the heck's going on? He told me, it was a one-time thing, like, he shouldn't have been flirting, that he was flirting with on the boys' night. I didn't believe that, so the next night I checked his phone again, and this time I went through the message with his mates. And found out, like, he was actually really interested in this girl. That she was a hot 18-year-old that was hitting on him. And how do girls always know that they're taken?
Right.
Is what they were going on about. Right. And so I went, this is just disgusting.
Okay.
Oh, mate. Jeez. That's rough. And at the beginning of a holiday as well. Actually, just on that, did you stay? Yeah. What did you do? Did you stay for the rest of the holiday? Or did you...
We did stay. It was my car we drove in, and I couldn't just kind of leave him. We ended up being on and off for like 2 years after that.
Georgia.
It was horrendous.
No.
But you know what? I'm married now.
Okay.
I've been with my husband 3 years.
Beautiful.
And it's been fantastic.
Beautiful.
And it kind of made me realize what I should be treated like.
Right.
Like a queen.
Good on you, girlfriend. The queen that you are. All right, let's go to Alicia. Babe, what happened? Who was it?
It was my partner.
Yeah.
So I went through his phone because he just asked me to message his mum for him. And in the messages to his mum, I actually saw that he was planning to propose. And he had a picture of the ring.
Oh, no. Did you like what you saw?
I mean, yeah, I did.
Okay.
So, okay,
did you get
what
it?
Happened, babe? Did you tell him about it before he proposed, or you told him after?
No, I didn't want to, like, break his heart. So I just kind of was like, kept quiet, tried to keep my cool.
Yeah. Are you guys married now?
We're engaged, so we're going to be married later.
Do you regret going through his phone?
I do a little bit, but at the same time, I was 19, so we both were pretty young, so it was kind of cool to get a heads up.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Oh, I love it. All right, let's go to Kate. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, babe, now what is it? Whose phone did you go through?
Okay, so it was my new boyfriend's phone, and he gave it to me to fix because the messages weren't sending out.
Yep.
And so as I was fiddling with it and going through it, I found a whole bunch of male pictures that had been sent to him prior to us starting to date because he was on the gay dating scene.
Oh, he's on Grindr.
He was.
Right.
So he had, like, photos of, like, demogorgons and all that sort of stuff, like full nudes.
All the lovely photos that men send people on.
Wow.
The pecker.
Yeah, all of
Thanks,
them.
Thanks, ex. Well, we didn't get it for him over there. Thanks for clarifying.
Kate, was he bi?
He didn't know he was. Until he met me and started, we started dating.
Yeah, okay. Are you guys still together now?
We have been married 11 years and we have two beautiful children.
Oh,
there you go.
Beautiful.
Unreal.
Is he
Is it an open relationship?
Yeah, straight as an arrow, or is he bi?
No, we know he's bi. I'm bi as well.
Oh, okay.
I like ladies too, but we are in a full 100% committed
monogamous
marriage.
What a beautiful, 100%. Beautiful relationship. I love it.
Sounds like fun.
Hey, that's
yeah, it does
cool. Sounds like a lot to unpack. Kate,
can you imagine, Pete?
Yeah, Pete, do you know what we're talking about?
Pete just Googled pecker.
Oh, my gosh. Can we please go to Steph?
Yes, please. Let's go to Steph. Hi, Steph.
Morning. How are you?
Top of the world, mate. What's going on?
I was just having a little bit of a laugh listening to this. And I thought you guys were buzzed.
Yep.
Oh, so my beautiful, darling ex now.
Okay.
not really. I'm just trying to be nice.
Okay.
No, that's fine. I got it.
We sense the sarcasm, babe.
Caught him out being a part-time boyfriend, as his Tinder girls would say.
What?
Oh.
So he was on Tinder while he was with you?
Yeah, so we were at FIFO, and Yeah, so while I was away, the Tinder account was activated, and when I was home, it was deactivated. Oh.
So you worked alternate swings. So when you were up north or wherever, he was back here swiping.
Yes, that's right, the little bugger.
Sounds like he was on his own Tinder swing. So 3 weeks well done, on, Pep. 4 weeks off.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen piece.
The Masked Singer Australia is now. Please welcome the winner, Bonnie Anderson.
Hey, the Bush Ranger took it out. Woo-hoo! Joins us this morning. Good morning and congratulations, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm pretty good. Every time I hear that little moment, that little snippet, I'm like, woo! I'm just reliving it again.
Oh, geez, you must be so bloody happy to like not have to try and keep a secret.
Oh, the lies were just getting out of control, guys. I had to make up so many stories.
Oh,
and
tell us
my
some.
My poor family and friends.
What'd you say to your family and friends?
It started getting a bit weird because I kept saying, you know, to my mum, you know, usually I tell her everything.
Yeah.
She's like my, you know, she's my rock. I tell her everything. I just really wanted to surprise her with this. You know, I was like, I'm just not going to tell her this time.
Yeah.
But I ended up caving like halfway through because she just caught me out too many times. But I was working like over the clock, you know, on the weekends, on night, you know, night shifts. And obviously I was doing Neighbours at the same time. So yeah. I kept saying to her, oh, you know, I'm working on a Saturday or something. And Mum was like, man, that makes no sense. Like, you Neighbours are really working hard.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you know, just because of COVID and everything that's going on, we've just got to, you know, really pump out the episodes, you know. And I just kept making up all these silly things. And it was really hard. With my nephews, it was pretty hard too because they were on to me from the second I opened, you know, Bushranger opened their mouth. So I
right.
had to, every time it was aired, I'd just FaceTime them so, because you could trick the kids because they thought yes. it was filmed live, you know.
Right.
So I'd be like, dudes, I'm at home. What are you talking about?
How weird is that? It's the kids that are the ones that pick up the voices the most because if we spoke to the Red Wiggle and he was like the kids that would have known straight away who I was as soon as I spoke.
Yeah, man, it's weird because I have five nephews, right, and they all, like one of them is quite young as well. He's two and a half. I should know how old he is. but look, he was like, oh, bub, it's Bonnie. Like, because, you know, I'm always singing around the kids yeah. and they're really switched on.
Hey, Bonnie, I'm just going to step away from the Masked Singer for a quick moment now. I'm a heterosexual yeah. man and I have a kid and another kid on the way and I'm married. But my Lord, your boyfriend's attractive. I'm looking at him in red doodle jocks and he is looking hot.
That is so funny.
Oh, that body, yeah, look, Bonnie.
He's got a good body, doesn't he?
Oh, wow. And the motorbikes have got hard. Me revving, if you know what I mean.
What does he do with himself, Bonnie?
Oh, man. Look, he's a builder. He builds stuff.
He can build my house anytime.
He's a jack of all trades. He did do a bit of modelling back in the day, and he was a PT. So been lots of fun. We do lots of workouts, and he's great. He's really good PT.
How did you guys meet?
Through mutual friends, right. And we've just like sort of stayed friends. Timing sort of, it was kind of weird because we're in this lockdown, and we were allowed to go for walks and things like that. So both of us have dogs, and we went, you know, that's what brought us together. We went for a walk around a lake one day and then just hit it off, and he's pretty special. He treats me good, guys. So,
lockdown love. Something good has come of lockdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it brought beautiful. A lot of new relationships together, to be honest.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
Now, what happens from here for you, mate? You've wrapped up. You're the Masked Singer. Where do we go now?
I'm about to release a single on the 18th of September, which is pretty exciting. Ooh. I thought, you know what? I'm just
going to
throw it out there. And look, this was kind of just a really random thing for me. One of my best friends, he's from the States, and we just wrote this song together one night, and we're like, you know what, let's put it out to the world. The world needs, you know, a bit of happiness, a bit of a groovy song to bop to. And look, I'm happy. There's so many positive things happening this year. Honestly, it's been a horrendous year for so many of us, but I've really tried to focus on the positives and just, I feel really focused. So things are looking up, music's going to be cranking, and I'm just excited to get out there and show the world.
Good, babe. Very happy for you. You sound bloody
Thank
happy.
You guys.
It's nice and
Thank
early,
you.
Bonnie. Last one for me. What's for breakfast?
Oh, look, I bet you too. I just had a little bit of toast with Vegemite.
Okay, that's it. Right. And that's it.
Love a bit of Vegemite and a nice little cup of tea.
Good on you, Bonnie. Nice to chat to you. you, mate.
Thanks, legends.
See you, girlfriend.
Thanks, mate.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen piece.
Oh, man, that's not where the card goes. Wee wee skip reep, reep, reep. Card marks.
So, guys, you might remember last week we were having a bit of a chat about, I was talking about Mila, one of my daughters, and then Xavier brought up cart nucks. Take a quick listen to this. Myself and Mila walking through the car park yesterday at Kindy, and she's let out a word and I've gone, it's time you stopped watching YouTube. As I was saying, man, you mentioned cart nucks.
Yeah, cart nucks.
I've never heard of that before.
And YouTube.
I'm obsessed.
We've tracked him down, and Sebastian from Cart Nucks joins us on the show now. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, everybody. Good to have you on with me.
In your own words, what is cart narcs?
Cart narcs is an attempt to keep people from being lazy bones.
Yes.
To tell folks, look, yeah, you're being lazy. Stop what you're doing. People are watching. There are consequences to even the smallest of actions. And, you know, get with it.
Now, how did this all start? Like, do you remember the first time that you actually pulled someone up for not returning their cart?
Yeah, it was interesting. The first time I did it, I didn't have all the little, you know, sirens and bells and whistles that I do now. I just kind of talked to this this couple that had taken their cart, or their trolley, as you all say, and just left it right between the spots. And they started yelling at me, which I didn't expect, having all sorts of excuses, how it's too hot outside to return their trolley, how the husband who had was recovering from skin cancer, he was pointing to, like, this little mole on his head.
Oh, jeez.
People, as they, when they're confronted, yeah, when they're confronted with their, I guess, moral shortcomings, more often than not, they yell and they scream and they get angry about it, as opposed to there are some who say, you know what, you're right, I was being thoughtless, let me take care of that for you.
Mm. Now, do you get paid at all to do this? Like, do any of the shopping centers pay you to do it, or do you just rock up and do it off your own bat?
Oh, no, it's completely unannounced. You know, there's nobody paying me a salary for this at all. Shopping center wise, and that's kind of the idea, is that we want to be able to jump in there without, you know, any kind of advanced warning, because we want to find folks in their natural state. You know,
yes.
we don't want to taint it at all.
Sebastian, have you got fans? I mean, obviously, you know, the first time that I heard about you was from Xavier, and you know, we're all the way down here in Australia. But when you rock up to a parking lot and you're about to get your narc on, have you got fans who recognize who you guys are?
Yeah, that does happen more and more, and they're very cool about it in general. They don't try to, you know, join in too much, or, you know, try to make it a big scene. They just, you know, stop by, take a photo or whatever, and move on. That's actually what's really great, is when I'm in the middle of a narc, you know, and somebody's giving me a hard time. Oh, F you, get away from me. And then a fan walks up. It is so great, because it absolutely deflates that person, because they realize, oh, it's not just me versus him. The rest of, you know, society in general thinks I'm being a lazy bones, and I should just get out and take my cart back.
The terms, mate, lazy bones, like you just used then, you use some phrases that we don't use too often in Australia, and I absolutely love them. Is that how you speak day to day, or is that your cart narc language?
Yeah, no, it is, because it's my language there, because we want to take away every single piece of excuse that these lazy bones would have.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't raise our voice at them. We don't cuss at them.
Now, Sebastian, is it just you? Because obviously you've got a body cam on, and that's usually, you know, what we see on Instagram, you know, when you're having these interactions with the lazy bones. Like, is it just you, or do you have, like friends that go with you just in case you do get into trouble?
That's a good question, and the answer is I am solo. There is nothing to prevent me from getting my butt beat if someone really, really wanted to. And maybe if, as we expand, we'll look into some kind of bodyguard or system like that. But no, I've got to be head on a swivel at all times, because there's no backup out there.
Are you carrying pepper spray or a taser or a handgun or something over there in America?
Well, sometimes I will grab some pepper spray just as a last resort. But most of the time, no. You know, I don't want to put anything out there to give somebody a chance to say, oh, he was armed. Oh, he threatened me with, you know, pepper spray or a taser or whatever. So, you know, while you're right, that does make me a little bit more vulnerable and at risk. It takes away that other factor for them. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sebastian, good to chat to you, mate. All the best with Kart Narcs. And if you ever pop down here to Perth, we'd love to take you through a few car parks.
Oh, in a loop, Kmart. Bloody hell.
I was already planning. I was actually going to, I had a flight booked to Australia for March. Obviously, things changed there. But I'll be coming there as soon as the, health regulations allow. And I guess for the local terminology, we might have to call it Trolley Patrol or something instead of Card Narcs.
Trolley Patrol. I like it. Good on you, Sebastian. Take care.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks, mate.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and peace. Take your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.